Hello, masters. Hello, hello. Those brave pioneers, yes, that have chosen embodied enlightenment this last lifetime, this lifetime. This is the one. Countless, countless rehearsals to this monumental time that we've all created. And I know every one of us has been through all the tests, all the fires, all the tears. And yet here we are, one breath at a time, continuing to go forward. So here we are, Shoud 7 of the Discovery Series. March 1st, 2014. That Tobias calls the year of tough love. I would say the year the shift hits the fan. Yeah. And none of us have immunity. None of us. And if you find someone that does, would you please point them out to me? I want to get his magic charm bracelet, but there is none. So because this monumental time, we have live music, and we have the infamous, famous Marty Sawinski mofo to play for us. So, yeah, let's give him a hand. Woo! So without further ado, let's take some conscious breaths. As Marty plays and throughout the day, you know, it's that breath that says, yes, I choose to be here now as an embodied master and to feel it. Thank you, Marty.
I've got a question for you, my friend. How does it end? Will you rise? Will you descend? Will you break? Are you gonna bend? Will you retreat? Will you defend? Are you someone on whom you can depend? Will you not be satisfied? Come around again. What is the message that you're gonna send? A hand to mankind you could surely lend, showing that the living can indeed ascend. Now into the ethers as you blend. Did you live your truth or did you just pretend? Into the ethers as you blend, always live your truth. Don't you dare pretend.
Sorry for the three sour notes. That was just, you know, got to keep it a little off.
It all sounded magical and wonderful for me, huh? Yeah. Thank you, Marty. Beautiful. Beautiful. And, you know, it kind of reminds me as Marty was playing, you know, sort of the opening act. You know, my sense is the last, you know, couple of months have only been just the opening of act of what we're going to be experiencing this year. So the weather, you know, geopolitical stuff, it's all just going to get faster and faster. And if you haven't taken ProNost, I think if you decided to stay here and be an embodied master, I would highly, highly recommend it. And I don't want to take a lot of time because I know one of the things I'm really passionate about finding out about is the new CCC, our new center. So four C's, yeah. So without further ado, Jeff and Linda, come on down.
Thank you, David. Thank you all who are here. And thank you, everybody who's watching in online today.
Everybody.
And a few less people than normal. It looked like it was going to be a full house today, but we've had a little snowstorm this morning. I don't know, can we get a camera shot over there on Timothy's camera? Or we should just have somebody standing outside with a camera all the time. And just so.
How many snow memories do you want?
Well, I think it's important for the online people to open them both wide. They've all got colds over there anyway.
There it is, the world in black and white. That's what snow does.
Yeah. So we had a little, Burr is right. We had a little snowstorm this morning. A few sprinkles right now, supposed to snow later. So we appreciate the hardy snow pirates who came up today. Arrgh! And speaking of snow, Linda, poor Linda, running just a little late today. Go ahead and catch your breath because she left just a minute or two after me, and then we got a frantic call here at the hall. She couldn't get up our driveway. So even if she got a four-wheel drive truck, couldn't get up the driveway.
I have never gotten stuck in the driveway because I know how to, you know, go back and forth and crawl up.
Uh-huh.
That car wasn't crawling anywhere. Like, oh, God, I'm late!
And Sart went and rescued her. Thank you. So chivalry is not dead.
Thank you, Sart. Yeah. Thank you. And it was sort of wonderful because I'm thinking, oh, God, who's going to come and get me? And I had to put on snow boots and real clothes and run up to the top of the drive. And I'm like, arr. And all of a sudden, what comes up the road? A four-wheel drive. Crimson. Yes.
it was Sarge. Santa Claus. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, a crimson chariot.
But so, you know, David, cool. In your opening, you were saying that none of us are immune. Kind of just weird stuff going on. I mean, not bad stuff. Just weird stuff. For instance, yeah, really weird. I was driving up the canyon, you know, the road you all came up to get here. I was driving up Thursday afternoon, beautiful day, late in the afternoon, no traffic.
Half out of your body.
Warm weather. Oh, I was so out of my body. I was just like, because I know the road, and the car said, don't worry about a thing, I'll handle it. I'm driving up and all of a sudden, this huge explosion.
Was it? That doesn't sound like a huge explosion. You could do better than that. It sounds like a girly.
Boom!
There we
like
go.
That.
Thank you. Much better. Much better.
And my immediate reaction was somebody had just shot at my car with a big shotgun, very close range. But I looked over my shoulder and I couldn't see anybody, but I noticed the back window was completely blown out. Just gone. Disappeared, vaporized, just gone. And I don't know, it might have been, I call it spontaneous disruption. You know, just something happens in the matrix and it just suddenly, the window's gone. Oh, crap. Okay, I keep driving. And I was actually gonna pull over right away, but my intuition got hold of me and said, you know, if it was somebody with a shotgun, probably not a good idea to pull over.
Well.
You know, the churches up here don't really like us.
And it was over by that church.
It was by the church. But I have to tell you this, and I hope this isn't gossiping, but it's a small group today. And everybody online.
It's a different church. It's not that one.
So the...
This is going out all over the globe, Jeff.
I know, but...
Do you want somebody to start rumors and tell stories like that?
Unnamed minister was 75 years old from a local church up here, was just picked up for pornography charges.
Child pornography.
No, seriously. And, you know, when I think about it, I read the article and it was reading into it. It's like 75 years old. I wouldn't even be thinking about stuff like that then. And then 75 years...
You think about it now?
No, no, but
that
sex
was a bad
sex, no, 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 sex in general. Any,
that was a bad.
No, not like that.
Not good, boo boo. Not good.
No, not good. So I'm thinking, you know, also that wow, this SES virus. I mean, it really gets hold. And actually, at the moment, I thought, I wish we could just teach SES to everybody.
I know.
Everybody.
And let me add another thing.
Please.
One of the reasons Jeff, for a moment, thought maybe it was a shotgun was because there's been a crazy thing going on up here with mountain lions attacking all over around here. And it's like really made us...
Oh, great. Now everybody's going to stay in at the break.
So what? Not too bad before dark if you're as long as you're in clusters. And
that's
then,
not true. That's not true, is it, Susie? It's in the daytime, too.
Well, and here's what I heard. They've been very aggressive. They've been eating dogs bigger than me, so it's really scary. But so
150-pound dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I mean, it's been really alarming. And then, but I read an article that said that they hate gold.
Gold?
And red fur.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You did not. You're lying. Linda, this is what, a rabbit fur or fox fur or something?
It's fake.
It's
sure.
Whatever it is. Yeah, right. And
wait,
the lion's going to see that and go, oh, there's a red dog.
But I'm serious. It's made us think twice because they've been right running up and around our street and attacking there. The other night, Jeff had bought some steak, and he said a couple days ago, he said, well, you know, when we're ready for that, I'll grill it on the grill. And it was after dark, and he said, okay, I'll go grill the... Maybe that's not a good idea to be grilling steak after
think
dark
not.
On the
mountain
grill.
Lions, hey! Hello.
We got protein. High quality.
So we became vegetarians. Linda pointed out that didn't matter. We still have meat on our bones. So anyway, welcome everybody. We're going to get into it because we have a lot to cover today. I'm looking.
But there's been too many weird, funny things not to talk about the weird, funny things.
Yeah.
Just to name a few.
Just to name a few. And I know we have some folks in from out of town, out of state today. So, Linda, do you have the list?
Oh, yeah, here.
And, you know, this is St. Patty's Month. Yay, yay, yay. I see some green, yeah.
Okay. And Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And aren't we in the middle of Lent, so you're not allowed to do crap?
Not yet, Linda. Be a good Catholic. Jeez. Jeez.
I was never a very good one. Although I do have respect for saints and Mary.
Yes.
I do.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. From out of state, we have Sandra Weibel from Weinstadt. Holy crap, Germany. Are you here?
Germany.
Whoa,
yeah.
Welcome.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Glad to be here. Wonderful. Thank you. You got a lot of snow in Germany, too, don't you? Yeah, and cold.
Cold in Germany?
Yeah.
Not as cold.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but we like it. We like it. Good to see you.
Thank you for being here. And we have Nande from Rapid City, South Dakota. Where are you, Nan?
Not here yet.
Oh, sorry, Nan.
Stuck in our driveway.
She's slipping somewhere.
Yeah.
Samuel House from Collinsville, Illinois. Where are you, Samuel? Hello.
Hello,
glad
Samuel.
Glad you could be with us.
Good to see you.
Great
good
you could join us. And... Oh, Scott's not here yet.
He's in Breckenridge, and he's trying to get here.
What's wrong with him?
He's in Breckenridge skiing.
Breckenridge.
He didn't call me soon enough.
That's going to be a bit of a trek. Okay, and we have Shima San Roman. Where are you, Shima?
Hi, Shima.
Hi. Welcome. And this will be the last time, I believe, that we announce her as an out of the area because I hear you're moving to the area.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming from Mexico.
Mexico.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Colorado is getting to be very, very popular. I'm not really sure why. Dude, it's because of Crimson Circle. Jeez, I mean, what other reason?
You're shameless. Yeah, that's why everybody's moving here.
Yeah. Suddenly there's this influx of people.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, okay. Anyway.
Where are we going?
We're
going
to talk about the last Shoud. Shoud, I believe it was 6 of the Discovery series. I have to admit that I've completely forgotten anything from the Shoud other than maybe the last 5 minutes, so we're going to play it right now. If we can get the Light Master.
The Light Master?
The Light Master to turn down the lights. and we'll play the recap.
Okay.
What is a master? Master is one who is conscious of their consciousness. They are aware. That's pretty much it. Pretty much it. They are aware. We could throw in a lot of other words, enlightened and everything else, but it's really the awareness. Most humans, they know that they are living, even though they're desperately trying to have feeling in their life, life in their life. They know they're living through their suffering, through their lack, through the things they don't have. Oh, yes, at times through romance and love and accomplishment, but mostly they're not aware of themselves. They're not conscious of their consciousness. Indeed, they get up in the morning and go about their routines that have been very deeply programmed in, but never, if very seldom, do they stop and say, "Ah, I exist. I am. I am." The master knows they are conscious of their consciousness. That simple. A simple, simple awareness. I am. I exist. Here I am. Nothing else matters. Not what came before me. Not what happened in another lifetime. Not what happened yesterday. Doesn't matter. I am in this moment. That's a master. And how good it is to address you as masters. And the first thing I would like to do in our new journey going forward is absolutely release any concept, notion, thought, belief that you had about what a master was, because it came from the old mind, came from old archetypical energies, old examples, mentors. That's not what you're going to be. You're not going to be like Yeshua. You're not going to be like any of the other masters. You are the new energy masters. And even if you don't feel that way right now, even if you have doubts and are questioning it, even if you're thinking, well, maybe I'll get there, maybe I have a little bit of master, maybe I'm 42% master right now, fake it. Like I said, just act it, because there is an energy dynamic associated with consciousness that moves the energies, aligns it towards you. You just start acting like a master. You start acting in consciousness, and then it's there. First thing I would like to do is let's release any previous concept about what you thought a master was, because it's not going to be that way. It's going to be very, very different for all of you. Your concepts of a master came from an older place, came from a mental place, and came from a place of power, all of which we're going to leave behind. So please do take a deep breath as we go into the release of mastery. Everything that you thought a master was, let's leave it behind. Every imagination and dream you've had about what mastery was, every concept, every thought about masters, let's wipe the slate clean, absolutely clean, right now. And not try to fill it with anything other than what comes naturally. Take a good deep breath and feel into that. How do you release that which you thought was a master? Well, you just do. I call it just going to that next point. Yo soy el punto. I am the point. The minute you choose it, you become it. Yo soy el punto. I am this now. You don't think about how you're going to get there. You don't wonder if you got there. You don't question if it's of value getting there. You don't wonder if you have the capability or the talent. Yo soy el punto. I am that point. I become it. So we just become the release. Dear Chandra, this is why you're here. You chose to be here in this lifetime as embodied consciousness. Embodied consciousness. That's it. Embodied awareness. After many, 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 many lifetimes of being in the mind, many lifetimes of being in power, you chose to be here as embodied consciousness. You don't need power anymore. It'll be all around you. You'll feel it at times, and a part of you will still try at times to be in power once again, but you don't need it ever again. You'll find that there's something far grander than the mind or intelligence. It's called knowingness. It's always been there, but it's been covered up. This is where we're going. The mind will still function. The mind will still work up to a point, but we're going into knowingness. It's far more efficient and far more joyful than the mind. And again, remember, the very first exercise today is as simple. We're talking about letting go of anything, whether it's your old concepts of being a master, your old concepts of abundance, any of that. What do you do? Yo poi al sunto. Yo soy el punto.
What?
He had one of those. Yo soy el punto. Yo poi al sunto.
You be careful.
You take a deep breath. Play some music. Dance a little bit. Whatever. Get out of your mind. Just allow. And then remember, no matter what, all is well in all of creation. Okay. Now I remember. Yes, it was good. Yeah. Okay.
What was it?
It was a shout. It was.
Yo soy el.
What was the other one he said?
Don't say the wrong way.
I promise I won't. Okay, let's take a look at some of the.
You gotta be real careful with those words.
Recent events. We had a beautiful gathering called The Threshold down in Cancun, Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it was just, 2 weeks ago. Maybe not even that long.
Not even.
Not even. No. Week and a half ago. No. Weather was sublime, warm, a nice tropical breeze.
We
sand.
Could go back there in a New York second.
We were there for 12 days total.
It was so
never put
conducive.
On pants or shoes. No, I had shorts on. Shorts.
He means, yeah. He means long pants.
And sandals. pants.
Jeff!
Pants
people
means
take
long.
This stuff out of context. Next thing you know, it'll be on CNN. Jeff didn't put any pants on. We ran around like that
days.
For 2 weeks in Mexico. Those Crimson Circle people.
So
that's what they do.
I know. It was a beautiful event, limited to 28 people total, including Linda and I, two support staff. So it was very, very intense. And we're going to do a little photo review of that. We'll play that. And Linda and I would just explain some of the things as we go. Unfortunately, we can't talk in depth about the material itself. It was very...
It's something you truly experience, feel into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And to try to put it in words is lacking.
Yeah.
And doesn't even begin, much less, I still don't know what the hell's going on. Sort of. No, I mean, because I would
have to say, after
it's
doing
an expansion.
This, my two very favorite things, I could do just these two things, would be quantum allowing and threshold. I mean, they're just, they're real consistent now with what Adamus is saying.
Right.
You know, we've moved into that mastery, beyond awakening. We're just going to be doing it. And threshold was really beautiful. You can go ahead and start the video, and we don't need the lights down.
And threshold is something, what I like, I don't say I like about it. What was special about threshold is it's a very individual thing. It your opening, everyone's opening is theirs. Nobody else's.
Let's turn the lights down. It'd be easier to see it. But this, we stayed at the Club Med, which was kind of interesting. Normally, you wouldn't think about doing a spiritual event at a Club Med. But it actually worked out really, really well because there were so many activities. We'd go sailing, snorkeling. We ate and ate. The food was delicious. Swimming with the dolphins. And Linda fell in love with these lizards. They were everywhere. And they're harmless.
Iguana.
Yeah, iguana. Yeah. They were really beautiful. But we get up early in the morning and do our sessions starting at 8 in the morning with Adamus. Can you imagine Adamus and you haven't even had a cup of coffee yet? And we go till about noon. Most of the afternoon was free and open to go swimming or sailing or anything else. And then we get back together at cocktail hour, and which is really nice because all the drinks are free. But we do a couple nights. We just talked some of the other nights. We had an Adamus message. We had 28 people from 11 different countries. So it was very, very, very mixed.
International.
And you see that nice lady in the wheelchair there? Broke both ankles, and Dr. Doug badly sprained one of his ankles.
Kind of interesting. Doug broke his foot.
And both within an hour of each other. On the day before we were supposed to enter this threshold, you know, the ankle, isn't it interesting, kind of symbolic, you know, like, no. And yes, it was kind of strange, actually, but a great group of people. Really, the bond, the connection was so strong that
it was nice because there was just this very nice feeling because everyone honored each other's sovereignty. And so there wasn't any of that old energy processing. I mean, it was just really, really nice.
And, you know, even days before everybody left, the group was already saying, we have to get back together next year. Kind of same time, same place type of thing. Because it was so, just so connected.
Look at Blue Eye. So cute.
First couple days. Stop whistling, sorry. First couple days were really tough. And Adamus had warned me about that, which is good because otherwise it would have been kind of freaky. But they were really energetically tough, kind of turning you inside out. But after that, it was so beautiful. So I'm looking forward to doing it again. Right now, we're actually looking for a space on our schedule. Linda had insisted that June and August we didn't do anything, but I'll have such a passion to do it again.
See who he likes? Bad guy?
No, I just love that. And
you'll be crying like a girl at the end of May saying,
it wasn't tiring or exhausting. It was stimulating, but it churns up a lot of
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. And in case you drank too much, you need to know your way home. You know, this was going to help you. A lot of wildlife everywhere. It was really beautiful. And we spent a lot of time just laying on the beach, doing nothing, under a palm tree.
Isn't that great?
Hate to show that was on a day like this.
It was wonderful because you could do really, truly take care of yourself.
Yeah, there were tours to Tulum and I forgot what else is close by there. Chichen Itza, yeah. And really loved it. Very, very tropical, easy. And I think it's partly wanting to do Threshold again, but also partly just wanting to go back in the sun.
You mean you're like tired of the snow already?
Oh, actually, I like the snow, but it felt good to get out of it for just a little bit.
Oh, ankles. Oh.
Yeah, bad ankle stuff. And we had dinners out on the terrace and, you know, overlooking the ocean at sunset. The food, you know, Club Med is French owned and operated, so the food was delicious.
Very good.
The wine was good. And you don't have to pay for a thing. I mean, you've already paid
for
it.
It was all inclusive.
Yeah. You've already paid for
it. It was so bad that one night we went to one of the restaurants to have dessert and we didn't think they had enough choices. So we said, let's go to the other restaurant and get some more dessert.
So that was Threshold. We have those lights back up. We are planning to do another one. Hopefully sooner or later, we'll always limit it. We found that was really a good idea. And we hadn't made SES a requirement. Everybody there had taken it except one person, but we will make that a requirement just so you No, it's
just
a heads up.
The difference is just so remarkable.
And
the fact that almost everybody had, you know, except for one person, it was just so perfect. You can feel the difference. And we will do many more thresholds.
Many
as long
more
as
times.
There are people that are interested, we
Absolutely.
Will continue to do it, just not necessarily as fast as you think.
Well, so we're going to run real quickly, take a look at upcoming events, what we have on the schedule. And a lot of these are actually sold out, so we won't dwell on it.
Okay.
But actually, if you're interested in quantum allowing, we're going there next week to Brazil.
Ooh, do that again.
To Brazil.
I almost got high.
Okay, hang on. Let's try that again. Okay, here we go.
Whoa.
We're going to be doing quantum allowing in Iguazu Falls, Brazil, in about, I think it's about 10 days from now.
That's right.
Something like that. Still
March 12th.
About
12 days away.
Oh, yeah. Still about 10 spaces open. If you're interested, we have Spanish and Portuguese translation.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking in English. It's
And that's a great place, too, because you get to integrate in the afternoon. Oh! I like that.
Don't you ever? This has been going on for months.
I have never seen the bouncing blubber.
We will have Anat and Gerhardt at Brazil, and again, you do have to take SES. We don't like having a lot of guidelines, but on a couple of these really intense courses, we found that it makes such a difference because we can start from a common place. You know, most everybody, you know, taking SES is aware of energy feeding or not energy feeding. We can go much faster.
There's
quicker.
A clarity and a better understanding about how to work through something without processing.
Absolutely.
And that makes a huge difference.
Okay, moving on. Linda?
Quantum allowing. Whoa, right away again. Two spaces left in Kauai. Now, that's a place to go to. Swimming pools, beaches. Guess who does the spring schedule?
Linda. actually, it's been sold out for a while, but we had two cancellations, so we have two spaces open.
Kind of what happens is people sign up so fast and something happens that gets in the way, and so then they have to cancel and it opens up a space for a couple people. But as you all know, Kauai is a wonderful, beautiful, heavenly-like place, and if you're interested, there are a couple spaces open.
So we've got a nice schedule coming up, and after that, it's on to Siena, Italy, Tuscany area. For Amio retreat. It's our first time. Sorry, sold out.
Oh, move on.
And we have quite a waiting list, but I'm looking forward to that because I think Amio, again, is going to be the future of what we're doing. We've gotten through a lot of the courses dealing with like SES aspects, stuff like that, kind of the not processing, but this is the new living.
Wait, let me say more. What I think the difference is that we've gone along, you know, you just keep doing it and you don't realize until you start interacting more and more with other people. And it's not a judgment, it's an observation. What I believe is happening is that these newer things that are happening, nobody needs to go to them. But if you want to, I believe that they definitely reflect the new energy
well, actually,
evolution.
We did an interview the other night on Maureen Moss's show on World Puja Network. And
what
it
is a puja?
I don't know.
Sounds naughty.
Yeah, it does. I didn't know. Master, I don't know. But it was Maureen was so nervous about doing the show because she and I had been talking, you know, for a little while on the phone, and she had scheduled an interview with Adamus, and then she actually listened to the December Shoud where Adamus is talking about Jesus and
his real
life, and all the rest of that. And she kind of didn't
feel... She was not impressed.
She was not impressed. But then she listened to Pronos, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I love it. And she and I have had great conversations back and forth on the phone, but she finally did the interview. It was last Thursday. Was it Thursday? A week ago, Thursday? Something like that. You can find
it
on World Puja. But,
it went well. It was nice.
Oh, it was really good. It was Adamus was fun, respectful.
He behaved.
But the point
He didn't use any bad words either.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know, but so you don't even hear him these days. I mean, they're just like ordinary words. But the one thing that he pointed out, and the reason why I mention it, he basically said the most important thing we can do is just gather once in a while. You know,
right.
We're out there in the world. We're doing our thing. We're, you know, trying to stay integrated. It's tough to do. Just get together once in a while. Hang out on the beach or in Italy or here in Cold Creek. It doesn't matter.
He did not say live together. He said get together.
Get together once in a while. Well, no, it's kind of interesting. You actually need more and more of your own time.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you just need to get together. So those are the type of events that we're going to be planning and just more gatherings. Okay. So after that, it is on to Bled, Slovenia.
Is that what is that with the blowing your brains out thing?
That is consciousness unleashed.
Oh.
You know, okay. It's like opening up, going beyond the mind, letting all those butterflies come out.
I could have a nightmare about that.
No, that's beautiful. That's artwork that's going.
It's gorgeous.
That peaceful look. just being creative. Anyway, we're doing consciousness unleashed in Bled, Slovenia. And it's a 2-day. We're going to, and all Johan will be there because we're going to be in the recording studio in Ljubljana doing some new Mirabs and then doing this afterwards. So it'd be a lot of music.
It's a week after Tuscany. So there were some people that were excited that we were going to do something else in Europe so they could come to something. And we're excited about that. We think it'll go very well.
Absolutely.
Are you ready for it?
I can't even think of anything other than the next event.
But you skipped something.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
In between. Don't make me. Don't want to bet?
Go ahead.
How much money you got in your pocket?
No. I know. If it's not a slide, I didn't skip it.
Oh, yeah, that's man thought. Okay, so between Tuscany and Consciousness Unleashed, there is a teacher training for Dreamwalker Life. So if you're interested in becoming a teacher for Dreamwalker Life, it's going to be in Bled, the week between Tuscany and Bled.
Yes.
And we've already got quite a few people interested, so we're really excited about it. And it's the first teacher training for...
I messed up my slides.
Dreamwalker Life.
Really bad. Anyway, yes, we're doing Dreamwalker Life teacher training.
I'm sorry.
See, it wasn't in the slides, so... Okay, and then after that...
And it was my fault because I should have reviewed them closer.
After that, we are going to...
Moscow for the first time. Adamus goes back to Moscow, first time in 240 years.
Absolutely.
And I have to tell you, it's so exciting. We're going to do a 1-day and then a mystery school that literally some of the Russians were telling us that they're looking back because they want to know, that they literally are studying the history of Russia 240 years ago because they want to know in the heck was going on back then in Russia. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
You might have just gone there for dinner or something.
I think it was something more, and they do too. They're saying it was kind of a funny time in evolution. So.
I'm really looking forward to going to Moscow. We've had quite a few Russians coming to various events lately. Three came to Threshold.
That's right.
And I just love the warmth and the
passion.
The passion.
Very passionate.
So
yeah.
It should be pretty amazing going to Moscow. So, and right after that, after the Day of Compassion in Moscow, then we're doing a 3-day mystery school in Moscow.
And we're really excited because you know how these workshops are, that this is really going to be focused on that Russian audience. And so I'm really, really interested to see how Adamus will approach that. I think it's a big deal.
I've seen that some people from outside of Russia are signing up. I've seen some people from Germany, I think Romania, Scandinavia, that are signing up to go to Russia. So it should be really interesting.
I heard that Putin wants to go, but only if he doesn't have to wear a shirt.
You know what? He's probably watching right now, so be careful what you say. Hi, Vladimir. Okay. And also coming up, this is not a live event, but it's our annual Keyhawk gathering. It's coming up starting actually in June, will be Keyhawk 4. We've had 3 amazing years with Keyhawk. And it's kind of odd to think even that Keyhawk 3 is, well, not coming to an end. It's got a little while longer. But because of the application process for Keyhawk, we're announcing it now here in March, although we really don't start until June. But it takes a while to do the registration, and there's things you have to do before we start.
Well, and the angels already got, they've been notified.
Yeah. How many here have taken Keyhawk or are taking it?
Oh, wow.
Quite a few.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Keyhawk is a 1-year program with Adamus, and there's 2 channels a month with it, and he takes you through kind of
It's a journey. It's a path. And basically, he opens us up to these different experiences towards mastery, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's nice about it is that, you know, sometimes when you go to a workshop, you know, you'll sit there and I know I hear so much information, it's just like, I can't even digest it all fast enough. And I love that, because I love that, but this is kind of, people seem to like this too, because what it is they get a message, and then they have 2 weeks to work with it, mm-hmm. to integrate with it, mm-hmm. before the next part comes along. So a lot of people like that it's a year-long process, it's monitored, it's supported with advisors and monitors, so.
But there's, in addition to you and I, there's mm-hmm. a support staff of five people.
Right.
There's a lot of connection and contact. And what I also noticed too is Keyhawk is different every time. It kind of has some of the same parameters, but he keeps kind of changing
it's a base
it or
structure,
evolving.
But it evolves. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it seems like as the energy evolves, so does Keyhawk.
And this year we're testing something by having Spanish translation, audio translation. It will come a couple of days after the regular Keyhawk session, so our Spanish-speaking Chambra can be part of it. They're the ones who really pushed it. Every time we went to South America, they're like, please, could you have Keyhawk in Spanish?
And we finally pushed that decision through because I couldn't handle going back to Brazil without being able to give people a positive answer.
But they speak Portuguese. But that's
No. They come from Colombia all the way to Brazil to give me a hard time.
That's true.
Because they're so passionate.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just true.
We want Keyhawk.
And
it's also the first time that we're actually letting people repeat. If you've taken Keyhawk, you want to take it again, we've opened it for that. We know we were getting a lot of interest in that. And to the point where we had some long internal discussions saying, gosh, it's interesting. You know, why would people want to take it again? Because it's not like a pass-fail thing. And we realized in talking to the Keyhawkers, they just love that connection twice a month and the connection with other Keyhawkers. We have a social media site just for the Keyhawk group, and then we have another one for the graduates. And there's so much interaction. We go to, we're out traveling, and there'll be, you know, maybe 6, 8, 10 Keyhawkers, and they all get together for their own dinner and their own excitement. So,
but my reason for why I was open to that idea was because there must be something wrong with me, because I've been through Keyhawk 3 times now, and each time it's evolved for me personally.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was very easy to say, well, wait a minute, if it evolves that much for all of us personally, maybe it is okay to let somebody, we'll open it up and allow people to take it again if you really want to.
So it requires an application. There's an online application form. You have to fill that out. It just asks some questions and make sure that you're very, very clear about what this is and that you really, really want to do that. And then you submit the application, then you'll get a notice within a couple of days.
In Inglés or Español?
Yes, sí.
I got a question.
Yes. Yes.
Is it a special group or is the
No, the question is, for those who didn't hear, is the Keyhawk for Spanish Ace a different group? No, they're part of the group, and let's say you can listen in on the second and fourth Saturday of every month to the regular transmission in English, and then a couple of days later on the website will be a Spanish translation audio.
They're actually going to dub it.
Okay.
And then there'll be a monitor, Spanish speaking. Yeah.
The instruction is in the internet?
Yes. So we'll also have Spanish assistants, translation assistants, and translation on parts of the social media site. Yeah.
And we're really excited because the people that are helping us with the Spanish version also have already done Keyhawk. And very professional.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
You're talking too much, Jeff.
Yeah, I got a bunch more slides. It's like one of those busy days. So to apply, you can just check it out on the homepage. There should be a button on there now in the menu that says Keyhawk, or go to the What's New on the homepage. And thank you, Michelle, for setting all that up. Okay, we got to move along because we still have some really important stuff. A couple of quick notes on Awakening Zone. We have a brand new show. I think it just started recently. and it's with Mary Beth Shewan. It's called Living Masters. And guess who she interviewed for her first show? Some Shambra. Living Masters. See, Damas is a dead master. I mean, he's a on the other side master.
God, I heard lightning.
Anyway, make sure to tune in. Oh, I'm going to hear about that later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Also, in the Awakening Zone Academy, we have a new series that just started called
Sacred Money Archetypes.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is presented by Tracy Smith. Talks about some of the issues about surrounding money, and this is particularly
good.
People
have issues around money?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how much you got in your pocket?
And this is particularly good if you have fears about money and what it's doing to stop you. I mean, you know, there's desires about money, but I think more so than that, there are fears about money.
Oh, that's well put.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, fears, what would happen if I had all this money? What would I do? So it is 3 audio sessions. You get a PDF workbook download, and it's only $99.
What if you get a decent amount of money, and then everything crashes out? What's your money worth? What do you do with it?
You never have to worry about it. Jeez.
Let's see what Adamus
okay,
has.
Moving.
Adamus, I wonder about that.
Moving on to the big stuff, I think. Yes. Oh, the big stuff.
The big stuff.
It is time for Shambra News.
Whoa.
So Linda used to complain that the other Shambra News thing is bum bum sounded like a news desk. The nightly news. So this one is just kind of the air. Shambra.
Doesn't it
all Shambra news is
don't you keep waiting for the Looney Tunes to come jumping out of that?
No, it looks like a Georgie O'Keeffe painting. What are you talking about?
She painted naughty things.
She did not. She painted flowers. All right, we'll have a Georgie O'Keeffe discussion at some other point. Okay. What's in Shambra news? Ah, guess what? The master pins are shipping. We've been jumping through hoops trying to get all the supplies, and they finally came in last week. There was a pin packing party here. What day was that? Tuesday? Tuesday. And look at the great group of people came up and packing away at the pins and stuffing and labeling and stamping. Larry was telling me his hand is sore from stapling all the packages. You must have been the stapler guy. But look at how hard they're working, other than a little chit-chat, little community gossip going on here while they're talking. But we really appreciate everyone who came up, all the volunteers. A little overwhelmed.
That was a project.
They packed and shipped, I believe, 4,500 of the 6,000 pins. The rest will be
Monday.
Packed and shipped on Monday. So please don't email Bonnie. Your master pin is on the way. Poor Bonnie gets all these. Where's my master
Bonnie
pin?
Bonnie is in service. She doesn't mind.
Well, maybe not, but.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, yeah. So, also, real quick, I love the Shambra magazine. You know, it comes out once a month. You can also find it on the website. It's an e-magazine. Great articles, information, beautiful design by Mark Ritter. Love that design. Gene Tinder serves as the editor and gets it all put together. So, and I really love the articles in it. So make sure to check it out, the Shambra magazine. And it's totally free. Okay, where are we? Oh, let's take a deep breath.
Whoa.
Well, I tell you, it has been a ride these last 2 months. I mean, wild and crazy. Everything from master pins to, well, the ProNost event, and this last month, Adama's saying, hey, guys, it's time we have our own home. And he talked about it for just a minute or two without going into a lot of details. But we literally searched all over for a place that would be a good studio space. We need high ceilings, open space, and easily accessible. So we found a place in Louisville, which is next to Boulder, down the mountain,
Nice, easy community.
Yeah, yeah. And the space is really well suited for what we're looking for. We looked at a lot of different places, but we'll be able to create a world-class studio gathering space. And this has plenty of parking, restaurants, coffee shops all around. Yeah, yeah, you get to live out in your van down by the river.
It'll hold an audience about the same size as this, and there are lots of restaurants and little hotels all within a mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Restaurants within a walking distance. It's really, really in an easy, convenient area for people coming in from the airport. It's nothing to get there, which this has always been a little bit of a challenge for people to come up here in dog-eating lion country.
And, you know, Adamus mentioned it at our last shout and said, you know, if you would, you know, contribute to this. So we didn't do much. You know, he made the statement. We put a banner on the homepage, and it goes through today. But other than that, there wasn't emails or pushing or anything like that. And as a matter of fact, we kind of said, you know, we talked with the staff, and we kind of said, we're not going to have any goals on this. We're not going to have any expectations. We're not going to have, you know, high, a low, and a high, or anything like that. We said, we know what it takes, because we developed a budget. We know what it's going to take to equip and furnish the place, and the lease, and the monthly overhead, you know, with utilities and internet and everything else. So we said, we're just going to step back and see what happens. So,
and truly unattached to the outcome.
Yes.
We really just said, whatever it is.
It's a chamber space, you know, it's all of our space. Right. And we said, let's just see what happens. Let's put it out there. So if we could get the lights down, please, and we'll just have a quick look. And this is as of 7 o'clock this morning when we tabulated the numbers. And here's what you have done to make the Crimson Circle Connection Center a reality.
And it was so weird because it just like, we kind of saw how it was progressing. It's like, holy crap. And it was
hey,
so
I gotta play it again. I just love that.
Oh. Is that stunning?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
I mean, unbelievable.
It was the most heartfelt, stunning, touching thing I've seen in so long, other than Jeff. Just beyond words. Oh.
Hey, don't give me
you.
Money.
Thank you, Samuel.
Well, I gotta change the slide.
Don't give it to him before he channels.
Yeah. He'll get it right back. You know, just from a very personal standpoint, we were kind of watching the numbers, and our mouths were dropping open. Even after 24 hours, there was something like $33,000 in donations coming in, and we just stood back and were absolutely amazed at the level of the contributions that came in, and they came in from all around the world.
Literally.
So $226,000 from 3,834 chambra in 70 countries. And that's amazing. Linda, we're running a little tight on time, but I'd love to, if you would, just read the countries off.
Real quickly, and I'll do this quickly because that's the fastest, best way to do it. Andorra, Argentina, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan.
What?
Azerbaijan.
Oh, good.
Bahamas, Belarus, Belgium, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Cote d'Ivoire, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Ecuador, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Guatemala, Hong Kong, Hungary, Iceland, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Jamaica, Japan, Kazakhstan, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malaysia, Malta, Mexico, Nepal, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Norway, Peru, Philippines, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Russia, Singapore, Slovakia, Slovenia, South Korea, Spain, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Sweden. Switzerland, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, United Kingdom, United States, Uruguay, and last but not least, Venezuela.
Yeah, wow.
Is that unbelievable?
It was really amazing, stunning in so many ways, and just the outpour and the emails that came with it and the messages.
Oh,
and it was such a family connection, but also such wonderful validation for the whole Crimson Circle staff that people really care and they're ready to go forward. And we can't thank people enough for Linda and I. It was just personally overwhelming, amazing, beautiful.
It makes me more than ever excited about the studio because, once again, we'll be able to really connect with people with that much more ease and grace.
Yeah. So. No, this is actually a picture of it. The sign is dummied in, but it's an existing facility that we are refurbishing. As a matter of fact, let me go through that real quick. No. And that's a whole nother story, Edith. It's step one of what I think is other things going to come.
This is the starting place, and it's a good one. Okay.
So as I mentioned, we didn't have any goals or expectations. It was truly a case of new energy allowing, just saying, let's step back and let's just allow it to happen. The contributions, the donations are going to pay for things like designing and creating the new Chambra studio. We're going to have state-of-the-art equipment. It's going to be an amazing, truly a production facility, also a gathering space. We're remodeling and furnishing the new space. It's going to look nice and feel nice. We're going to have new broadcast and technical equipment. And John is back there smiling away. And the contributions essentially pay for about two and a quarter years of lease, overhead, and all the equipment and everything else. So it's almost like we can take a deep breath. The staff and everybody, you know, who's part of Crimson Circle, we can take a deep breath and say, it's pretty much paid for before we even move in.
So thank
Stunning.
You to everyone.
Stunning.
It's an amazing, beautiful creation. Thank you. Thank you.
We're working with architects, set designers, contractors. We're really pushing it, but there are a lot of permits that we have to get and a lot of things that approvals that we need. So we're looking at having our first child there on June 7th. So be beautiful. So
thank you again to everyone that's really, truly allowed this creation.
And what it really means is that we'll have our own space, no more hauling or setting up equipment, walk in, turn on the lights and the computers, and away we go. A controlled broadcast environment, which is hard to get when you're like renting a hotel meeting space or something. It's hard to control the lighting and everything else. And this will all be designed for what we're doing.
Right.
And much easier to conduct classes and webcasts. Right now, when we think about, let's do a dream walk with Adamus. And then you got to go through the logistics of finding the place and, you know, hauling the equipment, setting up, and all the
tearing
this
down.
We can
renting
say,
hotel rooms.
We say, hey, John, let's open up the studio tomorrow. We'll just do a dream walk.
Pretty stunning.
Mm-hmm. It is total Chambra energy.
Yeah.
And the place used to be a yoga
studio.
Yoga studio.
So it's got a nice energy already.
Yeah. So we are really, really looking forward to it. It is just, since the first of the year, so much going on with all of us and with Crimson Circle. And this is just another example how things really can manifest beautifully and easily. So before we take a break, it is birthday time. It is Linda's birthday today.
Thank you. Yes, I get to celebrate. celebrate the day I was born in the Circus Hospital.
You were born in the Barnum and Bailey Hospital in Baraboo,
yes,
Wisconsin.
Yes, I
that's
was.
True
that's
story.
What my birth certificate
that's a true
says.
Story.
I was born in the Circus Hospital.
Yes, in the monkey
and
ward.
Was that indicative of my life or what?
So how about a big happy round
Thank
of
you.
Happy birthday Thank for
you.
Linda.
Thank you.
Happy
oh,
birthday
no.
to you. Happy Thank birthday you. To
Thank you.
You. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Oh, shit. Oh, God damn it. I hope I didn't spit on you. Or the cake. Thank you.
Trick candles, because then people are spitting all over the cake. You didn't, but anyway, once again,
thank you, everyone.
The
thank
Crimson
you
Circle
heart.
Connection Center, a reality. Thanks to everybody.
Thank you.
And if it just wasn't workable to donate anything, don't feel bad about it. Just send your love and blessings. You're still Chambra. You're always welcome. So thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
We're gonna take a break. Come back for Master A. All right. And thanks to everybody for the setup and tear down and everything else. And we'll see you back here in about 25 minutes.